pulled her out, cleaned it, and put it back in.
Wow.
Just like it was like a net, like a mesh. And the air filter was the same. Like, you took the top off. It had like an oil bath air filter, like a lawnmower, old lawnmowers used to have.
That's all of the efficiencies for the people's car. And Porsche lives on as a mark. And Volkswagen and Porsche are combined now as one company. And as so many other car companies have ended up being combined. Very interesting. Well, a charge to you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. That's Bruce in Ingram. And good morning also to Joanne and Mike. It's nice to have you along and listening this morning. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with Ferdinand Porsche.
I've always found myself right before the dawn. In the quiet hour before the sunlight comes on. In the daytime we're rushing round. Ever since we were kids in this town. That's when all we could ask is to be working class. Watch and learn your craft from those who came before you. From those who came before. I learned to do the work from old men. They learned in turn. Those who are gone. They taught me how to get through the days and how to trade my life for a wage. That's when all we could ask is to be working class. Watch and learn your craft. Those who came before you, those who came before. Looking back through glassy eyes, we were prouder than we were wise. Full of hope, we didn't know we're only feeding dragons. Sitting on their hordes of gold and bones. I wish someone told. American dream. Back when all we could ask is to be working class. Watch and learn your craft from those who came before you. From those who came before. Learn from those who came before.
His name is Aaron Burdett, Working Class, the name of the song. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, boys, right. Thing I hate about lining track is these old bars about to break my back. Saying,
oh, boy, can't you line them?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh, boy, can't you line them?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh, boy, can't you line them? See Eloise go lining track.
Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smoking that water with a 4x4. Say,
oh, boy, can't you line them?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh, boy, can't you line them?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh, boy, can't you line them? See Eloise go lining track.
If I could, I surely would. I stand on the rock where Moses stood. Say,
oh, oh boy, can't you line on?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line on?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line on? See Eloise go lining track.
Made in a baby, lying in the shade, thinking all the money that I made. Say,
oh, oh boy, can't you line on?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line on?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line on? See Eloise go lining track.
Hate about lining track, cause these old bars about to break my back. Say,
oh boy, can't you line up?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line up?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line up? See Eloise go lining track.
Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smoking that water with a 4x4. Say,
oh boy, can't you line up? Oh boy, can't you line on?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line on? See Eloise go lining track.
If I could, I surely would. I'd stand on the rock where Moses stood. Say,
oh boy, can't you line on?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line on?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line on? See Eloise go lining track.
Made in a baby, lying in a shade, thinking all the money that I made. Say,
oh boy, can't you line on?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line on?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line on? See Eloise go lining track.
Say,
oh boy, can't you line on?
Rat-a-rat-a.
Oh boy, can't you line on? See Eloise go lining track.
Jim Queskin this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to Maggie and to Eric playing along on our Facebook page at SLB Radio. Thanks for doing so. In a moment or two, we'll have an opportunity for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our crossword puzzle of the air. Get ready for that.
We had a lot of farm workers that came from California and lived with us, and they taught us all about working in the fields, you know, Mexican-Americans and Latinos, and they got us involved with immigration. But they would live with us for a while, and they'd bring their family there, and they would teach us about the people that pick our food don't have enough money to feed their own family. Cesar Chavez, have you ever heard of him? He was a labor leader for farm workers. He used to come and visit us, and he'd stay with us at Liverpool Street. And Cesar Chavez is the first organizer that had the first union for farm workers whose children would go to 10 different schools, like I say, and there'd be no toilet facilities in the fields. Youngsters had to quit school and go and work in the fields, you know?
I got a job at Beltsuwer School. I was the first Negro teacher. Negro. And he was in seminary. He couldn't work. In those days, you couldn't go to seminary part-time. You had to go all day. So he had to quit his job. And he went to seminary, and I put him through school. And he worked 3 months in the summer digging ditches to make up for some money. Anyhow, the woman at the school board told me, well, you understand you're the first Negro that's going to teach in Beltsuwer. And if you don't make it, then no other Negro will make it. And there were things even back then I would like to have said to her. But we needed the money.
Mason Street, the move, oh boy, I know. Oh, Basin Street, this is the street. That's where all the lawyers, the doctors, the nurses, the plumbers, the police, the thugs, they all meet. Down in New Orleans, land of the dreams. You never know how much it really means.
I wanted to get into a home quicker. I wanted to start a family. And the opportunity with General Motors came along. It was probably a once-in-a-lifetime shot. They were paying well, and I just took the opportunity where it lied at that time. Basically, they told me the job would only be from 6 to 8 weeks. I took the job, and I wound up being there 32 years.
Real people from southwestern Pennsylvania reflecting on their work is captured by SLB. Russ wrote that a VW, we were talking about Volkswagens and Ferdinand Porsche. In our last hour, a VW was also the first car for him and Sharon. With a Blaupunkt radio, as we were discussing. He also mentions ours had a 3-speed auto stick shift, the car, not the radio. No clutch, and it had a sunroof to boot. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our crossword puzzle of the air. We are looking for a 9-letter word. The clue is chatty. 9 letters, the clue, chatty. The 3rd letter is R. The 7th letter is O. The 3rd letter is R. And the 7th letter is O. I think Ricky's auditing the word. I just saw her look at the screen in front of her very carefully. 412-200-5975. Did I pass? Yes, thumbs up. Again, the clue is chatty. 9 letters. 3rd letter is R. 7th letter is O. Let's hear from you at 412-200-5975. 5975. Good luck. I will give you more letters as time moves along in the event that you need them. You can also reach us toll-free at 1-888-752-7234.
someday, my baby, when I am a man, and others have taught me the best that they can, to sell me a suit, to cut off my hair, and send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye, goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. I paid all the payments, it's time to go home. Wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
I'm gonna tell you what I'd do.
Well, what would you do?
Quit all of that sinning, and I'd work on a building too.
I'm a working on a building.
I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now, if I was a gambler, I'm gonna tell you what I'd do.
Well, what would you do?
Quit all of that gambling, and I'd work on a building, too.
I'm a-working on a building. I'm a-working on a building. I'm a-working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now if I was a liar, I'm gonna tell you what I'd do.
Well, what would you do?
Quit all of that lying, and I'd work on a building too.
I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. Now if I was a preacher, I'm gonna tell you what I'd do.
Well, what would you do?
Keep on preaching the word of God, and I would work on the building too.
I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord. For my Lord.
The Missing Person Soup Kitchen Gospel Quartet working on a building. John Hartford did In Tall Buildings before that. And Gail, you are amazing. Gail got the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air without any letters. Jay in Washington had a guess of voracious. It's not voracious. That's a good guess, though. And let me give you another letter. This is a tough one. The clue is chatty. Third letter, R. The seventh letter is O. The fourth letter is also R. So the third and fourth letters are both R. And the seventh letter is O. It's a nine-letter word. And the clue is chatty. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Tommy in Virginia just came up with it. And Maggie just came up with the correct answer. Well done, Maggie. Next, we have John Gorka. As we share Labor Day weekend together.
Oh, when my shift is over and I'm headed home, don't listen to the radio. I like to be alone. I like to be alone. I've had my fill of people and all that factory noise. I listen to the engine. It's a sound that I enjoy. It's a sound that I enjoy. So I drive on past the drive-in, on past the past the fenced-in fantasy that slip into the night. I slip into the night. And down in the mill town. Dinner, if she'll be waiting there, has to wake up early, she has to do her hair, she has to do her hair. And if I need a cold one, there's a tavern up. Company of loners is still company to me. Yes, they're company to me. Down in the mill town, the mill town so low. if my dreams treat me badly and I cry out at night, shake me to my senses and I will be alright. Yes, I will be alright. Down in the mill town,
that's John Gorica at the Saturday Light Brigade. And did you come up with the word we were looking for? Gail, you got it so quickly. Well done. We also had a correct answer from Tommy. And for Maggie, we were looking for the word garrulous. 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 A word meaning chatty, wordy, talkative. Garrulous, the word. Well done. If you got it, give yourself a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our high clue in about 15 minutes. Last week's segments featuring the Greensburg Music Festival, Pittsburgh New Works Festival, and singer-songwriter Jeremy Kaywood are now available at neighborhoodvoices.org, along with hundreds and hundreds of other past features. neighborhoodvoices.org. You know how you can somehow sometimes hear the smile in people's voices as they have a good time together? You're about to have a great opportunity to hear that in the next recording. Hamilton Camp and Bob Gibson.
This next thing was written at the time when computers were not as broadly, well, they didn't have a PC. And only there were huge things that filled rooms, and there were cards and tape, miles of it. And if you mentioned the word computer, people would just fall off their chairs. So we being on the leading edge of satire at that time, wrote this here tune, kind of a parallel or a parody on the John Henry, the steel driving man. You remember the guy had the race with the steam engine? Well, we thought, how droll. If a thinker were to have a race with a computer, you see, you get the parallels.
Now, if we'd have been smart,
yeah,
instead of going into satire, we would have gone into computers.
Nonetheless. This is the story of an idiot.
John Henry was a little baby. He was sitting on his mommy's knee. He picked up a slide rule and a book on mathematics and thinking's gonna be the job for me. Said thinking's gonna be the job for me.
Yes, sir, when John Henry was just a little bitty, 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 bitty baby.
Just a little thinker.
he thought, when I grow up, I'm gonna be a thinking man.
With a filter.
Remember those? So he went to school for it. Yes, he studied algebra and thinking.
geometry and thinking, and trigonometry and thinking, and calculus and thinking.
Mm, counting, yes.
Yes, that too. He had a little trouble with English, though.
Oh, yeah. Grammar's going to be the death of me, Lord God. Grammar's going to be the death of me. Greek gave him a little trouble, too. Homer's going to be the death of me, Lord God. Homer's going to be the death of me. So John Henry went to school and became a very competent thinker, which is unusual in itself.
Most of them can't read.
Anyone out in the business world where they do a lot of heavy thinking, got him a job with the Chicago Tribune, thinking up thoughts for the day.
Then he got a job with the Weather Bureau, thinking up names for hurricanes.
Thinking up a storm.
But it was only seasonal work, so... He went and found his way north to Washington with the Atomic Energy Commission, and he began thinking up bombs.
Then he got a job writing our comedy material, thinking up bombs. Then he went to work with the federal government, thinking up excuses.
Yes, a big job which paid a lot of overtime. So they sent an efficiency expert out on the job, and he figured out John Henry's fringe benefits. And he cried out,
automation! Well, the expert said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a computer around. I'm gonna bring me a computer and an IBM machine. Cybernetics gonna put the answer down.
Computers help keep payroll down.
Absolutely. The man who invented the computer was from a place called MIT. He punched out cards and tapes by the yard, humming nearer, my God, to thee. Humming nearer, my God, to thee. Well, John Henry said to the inventor, he said, your tubes don't mean a damn. All your wires and your circuits on the integer of two are never gonna beat a thinking man. Are never gonna beat a thinking man. So it was determined that John Henry and the computer would have a race. The inventor punched out a floppy for the computer. John Henry stepped into the isolation booth and Ralph Edwards read him his question.
Which was, why is Jerry Lewis so popular in France?
John Henry started into thinking till his head glowed cherry red. There was smoke from his ears and his eyes poured tears, and he thunked till his brain dropped dead. Think, think, thunk, thunk till his brain dropped dead. What a terrible tragedy.
His brain
just went right over the edge.
Out his frontal, parietal, and occipital section.
Burned himself a few synapses.
Oh, he certainly did. And some nerve endings, too.
I bet you. I bet you. They took John Henry to the bug house, but still his legend grows. Now no one's ever heard John Henry say a word. He's just sitting there smiling like he knows.
Bob Gibson and Hamilton Camp. John Henry, the thinking man, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, as well as internet radio stations and streaming services, including Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, available on your audio device of choice. Audio Now, where you can listen by telephoning 515-605-9542 and slbradio.org/radio.
I won $1,500 off a lottery ticket. Told the finance man where he could stick it. I got in my car, got my tires out of there, and I'm getting on out of here. I got a brand new pair of driving shoes. I can wear them when I choose. Chase a truck, and with some luck, running off the road. First you used me, then abused me, but now you're gonna lose me. Let another woman choose you for a loan. Now money goes quick as Colorado running water. I sent a note to your father's daughter. Told you this sister that I love you, miss her, and I'm spending my time with you. Off a lottery ticket, told the finance man where he could stick it. I got in my car, put my tires up there, and I'm getting on out of here. Hey, yes, I got in my car, put my tires up there, and I'm getting on out of here.
Lou London at the Saturday Light Brigade with a tune called Lottery Ticket.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Family business was a machine shop, and there was my dad and my uncle and my grandfather, John R. Miller. John R. Miller started the business back in the beginning of the 19th century, somewhere around 1904 or 5. It actually started in downtown Pittsburgh, and at that time they were asking all the blue-collar workers and work to move out of the downtown area. They didn't want any manufacturing there. They wanted that all for offices. So my grandfather looked around and bought a piece of property over in the Manchester area of the north side. That's the part of the business that I remember. I worked at 1620 Pennsylvania Avenue at the corner of Metropolitan Street for 55 years.
I worked third trick at Westinghouse all my life, usually because you got 10% more for working second and third trick. And the jobs that I had were always one of the better jobs, and usually the guy on daylight had 45-year service. So when you had 20-year service, you were the bottom of the list, so you had to take third trick. But at least I was fortunate enough to always have one of the higher-paying jobs while I worked at Westinghouse. And if it was still there, I would have probably put the rest of my life and retired out of there. But when there's no alternative, you have to try something. And fortunately and lucky enough, I made some good decisions and made some money. I ran all the machines. I ran boring mills, milling machines, planers, grinders, lathes, drill presses. I worked on a scrape and finish, a Babbitt. I did Babbitt bearings, and I machined bearings on the boring mills and, like I said, on all the machinery. Towards the end, when people got less and less in the plant, they called them, instead of a boring mill operator or a drill press or a lathe operator or a grinder, you were called a machine tool operator, and you had to run everything, post mills, boring mills, lathes, milling machines, drill presses. You had to run your own fork truck and work all your own cranes with remote control boxes. And if we would have done that a lot sooner, I think Westinghouse Electric would have still been there. And people got scared of the nuclear power, like I said, and the unions, and the greed of the worker and the unions both. I think it ruined it. Three generations worked at Westinghouse Electric. That place, when I started, had 14,700 people. The day I left the building, it had 185. And I had to write a letter to them saying that I was doing other things for them to release me, because you went by seniority and job. So I was one of the very last ones to work for East Pittsburgh at Westinghouse there.
We were talking a little bit about that plant last hour and the generators they would wind. I had a few friends who worked in that plant, and his dad's and mom's worked in that plant too. Time now for this morning's high clue. 17 syllables, one answer. Today's high clue has been audited and certified by Ricky as bing. Syllabically correct. See if you can solve this morning's high clue. There are many kinds. Van Dyke is one example. Abe Lincoln had one. There are many kinds. Van Dyke is one example. Abe Lincoln had one. 412-200-5975. We're live. Join us on the radio at that number, 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 if you know the answer to our high clue or would like to take a guess. Let us hear from you right here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I hate getting up before the crack of dawn. I hate getting up before the crack of dawn. I hate getting up before the crack of dawn. But that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, that's just what I'm gonna do. Cause that's how I make my money. And I bring it on home to you. Pretty baby, I bring it on home to you. Well, I hate driving in this traffic, this bumper-to-bumper traffic. You know I hate sitting in this traffic, but that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, that's just what I'm gonna do. Cause that's how I make my money, and I bring it on home to you. Pretty baby, I bring it on home to you. I hate running in this rat race, this dog-eat-dog rat race. You know I hate losing this rat race, but that's what I'm gonna do every day. That's just what I'm gonna do, cause that's how I make my money, and I bring it on home to you. Pretty baby, yes, I bring it on home to you. Well, I hate living in this town, this high-pressure town. I hate living in this town, but that's what I'm gonna do. You know that's just what I'm gonna do, cause that's where I make my money, and then I bring it all home to you. Pretty baby, yes, I bring it all home to you. Well, I hate so many things. I say I hate so many things. I seem to hate so many things. But that's not really true. No, no, no. It's really, really not true. Cause my life ain't so bad. If I get to come home to you. Pretty baby, if I get to come home to you.
You and I were walking down the street. I heard you talk your line. You said, look at the rich chick, look at the fat chick. Hey, don't that hippie chick look fine? What is it in your background that makes you think that it's okay? talk about a woman that you see in such a ruthless way. She's somebody's mother, she's somebody's daughter, somebody's lover. She's somebody's sister, and I'm saying, mister, what kind of brother are you? I haven't mentioned this before. I guess I was afraid to tell you how deeply offended I was at the comments that you've made. I know that you think everything's a joke, even after all these years. If you take the time to look behind that pretty smile, you would see the tears. She's somebody's mother, she's somebody's daughter, somebody's lover. She's somebody's sister, and I'm saying, mister, what kind of brother are you? I'm perfect, and I'm not throwing stones your way, but I can't ignore what you say anymore, so my silence stops today. I know that you're a good man, so think about what you say and do. 'Cause that could be your mother, sister, or lover being hurt by a good man like you. She's somebody's mother, she's somebody's daughter, somebody's lover. She's somebody's sister, and I'm saying, mister, what kind of brother are you? And she is your mother, she is your daughter, she is your lover. Sister, so tell me, hey mister, what kind of brother are you? What kind of brother? Tell me now, what kind of brother? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joe Jenks at the Saturday Light Brigade. And what kind of brother? And you also had a chance to hear Mark Pocket Goldberg and a tune called Gonna Do. Hello to Bonnie. Bonnie just came up with the correct word, the correct answer, which pretty much is a word, a single word, to our high clue puzzle. Let me see who else has it. Charlie got the correct answer. Good morning, Charlie, and thank you for being here along with us. Russ came up with the correct answer. Thank you for your message. Chaplain Steve came up with the correct answer. And Mike got it instantly, making him very happy. Well done, Mike, out in Mars. Tommy in Virginia and Zach in the city of Pittsburgh also got it. Let's give you a chance to get it, especially if you're just waking up. Here comes our high clue. There are many kinds. Van Dyke is one example. Abe Lincoln had one. 412 1-800-597-5. We'll give you just another moment to join us on the radio. 1-888-752-7234. We are live. Sometimes I think folks wonder if live radio. Yes, it's a thing. We're here. Let me check. I'm gonna pinch myself. Ow! Yes, we're here live. Linda, you're sort of on the right track. She just guessed goats as an answer. Not really on the... Well, you'll see why I said that in a moment. Eric got the correct answer playing along on Facebook. Nicely done, Eric. Also, Anthony has been playing on Facebook this morning. Thank you. And here comes Tom in McCandless. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Okay. The answer is beard.
Beard, absolutely.
I got a question for you. Actually, I have two questions.
I'll try.
Okay. So what type of shirts do people who have beards wear? What type of shirts?
What type of shirts do people with beards wear? Let me think. I was asked earlier this week if I were a fabric, what kind of fabric would I be? And I really had trouble answering that question. I ended up saying plaid, and I think my answer was disappointing to the other people I was with. I don't know. What kind of shirt do people with beards wear?
Goat tees.
I like it. In fact, I'm disappointed that I didn't come up with that. A goat tee. I do like that.
And then I have another one for you.
Certainly.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He studied opera at Carnegie Tech, but he was better known for what went in than what went out.
Studied opera at Carnegie Tech, better known for what
went
in
than what went out.
What went in? And what would go in rather than... I have no idea. That's another...
You should know since it's the answer. James Beard.
I didn't... He really studied at Carnegie Tech. I didn't know that.
I think for about a year, but it was in the 1930s.
So
he
better
studied opera.
Better known for the food that goes in.
Than what the voice goes out.
I had no idea. You've stumped me twice now.
But so I'm 3-0.
But you came up with the answer, which is great. Abe Lincoln having a famous one. Van Dyke. Being a kind of a beard, one of many kinds of standard beards, like a goatee is another type of one. And well done. Have you ever had a beard? I contend beards are harder to maintain than cleanly shaved faces for most folks, unless you're David Letterman.
I like a nice, smooth face. I don't like beards. I tried growing, what are those things that's along the side of your ears?
Sideburns or mutton chops.
I don't like that either, you know. So yeah.
Everybody has a preference. I used to work with a guy, after I grew a beard, he said, you're hiding behind your beard. And I said, well, I don't know. It's just there.
Do you think Abe Lincoln had a stove top hat, right?
He did, or stovepipe, or stovetop, yeah, a stovetop hat.
And I was thinking, did Van Dyke have one of those?
Yes, he did. Dick Van Dyke.
So that could have been That could have been the answer, too.
That's an interesting bit of free association.
I'll have to look up some pictures of Van Dyke and see if he has a stovetop hat on or something.
That's
like
actually
that.
Interesting to think about. A lot of famous beers. I always think of Sebastian Cabot, who played the butler on Family Affair. Mr. French was his character's name. And he did a commercial, I think for Schick, the razor company. And he said, "I shall now shave." Do you remember this? And he had a big, huge, full beard. And there was great drama that he was going to shave off his beard. But he just went, and just one little stroke on each side of his face. And that was all he needed to do to shave. So.
You know, you were talking about Volkswagens earlier, and I had a Volkswagen Beetle for almost 20 years. It was a 1962, and it had peculiar. Every Volkswagen had its own personality, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there was only one lock to the door. In other words, you could open the the driver's side, but you had to use the handle inside to open the passenger side.
That's all you need, I guess. Yeah.
And my radio would always kind of stop working, and it always seemed like it was when you're listening to your favorite song, all of a sudden the radio would stop working.
Wow.
And then people always complained about the heaters in the Volkswagen.
Right.
And I found out the secret. You got to open the window a crack so the cold air goes out and the warm air comes in.
Ah.
And that took care of the problem.
I wonder if that's the way it was designed. You know, you must maintain an air balance.
Always say that Volkswagens would float because they were airtight.
Interesting.
I don't know if you ever heard that or not.
No, I hadn't.
I'd heard that, yeah.
Like an amphibious vehicle. Wow.
Maybe they're going to make a boat, you know, add a propeller. Because there were cars I saw, like in Popular Mechanics, that you could drive it on the road, and then it would become a boat, and you'd float it across.
Oh, yeah. I want to say that Lyndon Johnson might have had a car like that, but there were some that were like that. Well done. A charge to you,
okay.
Tom, for coming up with beard. And I think I mentioned all of the other answers that we're aware of. Bonnie came up with beard. We also had a correct answer from Charlie. And from Russ and from Chaplain Steve, Mike and Mars said he cheered when he discovered it was beard. Tommy in Virginia and Zach in Pittsburgh also coming up with beard. That's our high clue for this morning. Well done as well if you were able to come up with beard, the high clue answer.
My beard grows to my toes. I never wears no clothes. I wraps my hair around my bear and down the road I goes. La 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 lum pa pum pa pum pa pum pa pum pum. La 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 lum pe dum pe doo dee da da la lum pa dum pe dee da 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 lum.
I've got a beard for all seasons. I invite you to wear one too. We'll have style, we'll have reason. We're the envy of every smooth-faced fool in the summer sun. So green and true with skies of blue. Hat or a muffler as a cooler breeze remembers me underfoot. Hear the rustle through a sea of leaves that lost their green in the autumn chill. So red and gold, you stay by me. Oh,
time. Be patient, it takes one whole year for all four beards, history shows. Through the ages, assorted beards hanging ear to ear in the springtime. Blossoming so fresh and new, I'll stay by you.
Christopher Yellow Gold at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Shel Silverstein before Christopher. Now Tim O'Brien with a song you'll probably recognize from Bob Dylan. The Sound Hound will come up in about 10 minutes. He'll replace the frog that's in my throat.
Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. When I wake up in the morning, pull my hands and pray for rain. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. And it's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. He hands you a nickel and he hands you a dime. He asks you with a grin, are you having a good time? And he finds you every time you slam the door. Well, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Maggie's pa no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. He puts his cigar out in your face just for kicks, and his bedroom window is made out of bricks, and the National Guard stands around his door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. Well, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma. Talks to all the servants about man and God and law, and everybody says she's the brains behind Pa. She's 68, but she says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more.
That's from a great album called Red on Blonde. Tim O'Brien broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
In the shadow of the golden arches stands a cold and empty store. Mom and Pop first opened up back in 1944. Serving ice cream sodas, they had a bell above the door. And homemade pie and coffee, a black and white tile floor. But Mom and Pop don't work here no more. Well, there used to be more flavor in this country that I roam, but I feel like I'm a stranger, no place to call my home. I can eat the same cheeseburger from New Mexico to Maine, the same darn cup of coffee, just a link in someone's chain. No, Mom and Pop don't work here no more. Just bury me on Main Street on the south side of the square. Wow. Outside an old-time diner, if you can still find one there. Where the waitress calls you darling, even though she knows your name. And you'll leave a better man than when you came. Yeah. Did our forefathers see it coming? Are they rolling in their grave? No, that's just the bulldozers. They got a parking lot to pave. Cause they're putting in another strip mall. More outlet stores, how nice. Last year's sweatshop clothing at a fraction of the price. No, Mom and Pop don't work here no more. Just bury me on Main Street on the south side of the square. Wow. Underneath a big marquee. And you can put these words up there. Here lies the son of everyone made casualties of this war. No, Mom and Pop don't work here no more.
Mom and Pop don't work here no
more. Mom and Pop don't work here no more.
Mom and Pop don't work here no
more. Mom and Pop don't work here no
more. Mom and Pop done closed up shop.
Ancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours. That's a really well-crafted song. Thank you for spending part of Labor Day weekend with us. Just after 11 o'clock today, live music in studio with Bertha and the Bells. I'm looking forward to their coming inside the radio with you and me. There's room for all of us, and we'll also talk about their concert coming up on Thursday, September 8th in Chenley Park, right at Chenley Plaza.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Have you seen the sound hound? Oh, there he is. For a minute, I wasn't sure if the sound hound was here or not, but he is. The dog days may have ended this week, but fortunately, the sound hound is always here with us. And let me see if I can get this week.